This is the introduction podcast to what should be a series, I guess, that you can subscribe to if you like listening to me talk. That's basically all this is I guess I'm kind of narcissistic when I think about it, because I've always wanted my own radio show, and now I can do that because I have a computer and the internet, and cool. So, fuck. I tried to get my roommates to come up here and introduce the series with me, but they'd have a rehearsal, so I'm starting off without them, but they'll be up here in a little while to just kind of talk, be funny, or whatever I can get them to do. But yeah, basically all this is me talking about things that are going on in the world, things that are going around Ipsy. Maybe once I figure all this out a little more, listen to some music that I like, listen to some bands that I know that I want to help promote, talk to people, have some fun, do some funny stuff, you know. It's basically me doing a radio show, and if you like me, and if you like hearing me talk, which so far I only know of one person out there that does that, that likes both me and listening to me talk, and that's me. So, without any further ado, I'm going to pause for a moment to collect my thoughts, and then I'll have something interesting to say. So, give me a couple seconds and listen to this bad beat. Alright, and we're back. So, a little bit about me if you don't know who I am already. Like I said, I'm the Birdman. Some people call me Bird Money. Some people call me Shazbot on account of a tattoo I got that my friend Pete paid for. My real name is Matt. That's all you need to know about that. I was born and raised in Ypsilanti, Michigan. That's where I live right now. I love it. It's a great little place. Eastern Michigan University is located here. I'll tell you more about Ipsy in a second. I'm a musician. I've been in quite a few bands. I'm trying to write music of my own. I do some stuff with my GarageBand program on my computer. I call it Corner Fury Hug. Some of it's pretty silly, but it's a lot of fun. And I'm trying to do some other solo stuff myself. I'm also a huge fan of music. I listen to a lot of stuff. I listen to a lot of rap these days. I listen to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Tom Waits, anything Mike Patton ever did. And the list really goes on and on. Also, in regards to the music I make, I'm in a rap group right now called Horror Claws. It's Horror Claws, as in horror movie Santa Claus, for those of you with low IQs out there. Anyway, it's rap for people who don't take life or themselves or really anything very seriously. And you can check us out on MySpace, www.myspace.com/HC Sound System, all one word. Check it out and let us know what you think. It's pretty cool. I watch a lot of movies. I'm really big into movies. I have a pretty decent collection of DVDs and VHS. I like a lot of foreign and art films. I like a lot of really cheesy movies. I like a lot of really bad B movies. My roommates and I were just watching Dolomite the other night, and so that was pretty fun. Actually, we weren't watching the first Dolomite. We were watching the sequel, The Human Tornado. And if you haven't seen that, you've got to check it out. It's one of the funniest things I ever saw. Definitely a highlight of the blaxploitation era. A lot of rhyming, a lot of naked women. A lot of Rudy Ray Moore's ass, the guy who plays Dolomite. A lot of his ass. It's pretty funny, and it's the whole Dolomite series is all about just sticking it to the man. So definitely check that out. Tell you a little bit about the city I live in, the city that I am here to represent, and that's Ypsilanti, Michigan. Was founded in 1825 as a trading post. It's kind of halfway, or it's actually, it was a main stop on the original Michigan Ave road from Detroit to Chicago. Right now, we have a population around 23,000 or so. It's the home to Eastern Michigan University, home to Washtenaw Community College. There's a kind of fledgling music scene right now, but there's a lot of cool places. There's at least a few cool places to see some cool local bands, if you're into that. We're really close to Ann Arbor, which is cool. My grandparents lived in Ann Arbor my entire life, and I always got to go out to their house, which is a block away from U of M Stadium. So I'm pretty psyched that the Michigan Wolverines football team is doing pretty well this year. I'm also really excited about basketball season starting right now. The Pistons are actually playing right now. I should check the score, but I'm too busy recording this. So that's another thing about myself. I'm a huge, unabashed Pistons fan. I'm really just rambling. Like I said, that's what a lot of this is going to be. What I'm going to do for you right now is I'm going to play one of the songs that I recorded as Corner Fury Hug. And check it out. It's pretty funny. It's actually a song called End of Days, which is about the movie End of Days starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's pretty cool. Check it out.
Between your faith and my Glock 9mm, I take my Glock.
It's the end of the century, things come to New York, searching for a bride. But look out, Satan, you got something waiting for you in that big apple. Going by name, Jericho Cain. He's got a Glock and he's pissed off at you. Don't mess with Christine York, cause she's got a friend that's looking for you. And that's Jericho Cain. He don't believe in God, but don't believe in you. It's the end of days. Better get your face.
That's Corner Fury Hug. That's me and the Apple program Garage Band. It's pretty cool. I just sat there one day and said, I think I'm going to try and make a song about an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. And I came up with End of Days. If you want to check out Corner Fury Hug at all, I've got a fledgling MySpace. It's really hard for me to upload an entire song for some reason. But it's www.myspace.com/CornerFuryHug. And it's fun. Also, if you don't have my personal MySpace already, I have one, of course, because everyone does. It's www.myspace.com/birdmanabides. And if you request me and you're cool, and if you just listen to the show, then I'll totally make you my friend. Because everyone knows there's no such thing as real world friends unless you're friends on MySpace. So that's another thing that I want to do with this show, is play music. I know a lot of bands, friends with a lot of bands, and I like a lot of music. So I'd like to play some songs by anyone who wants to promote themselves as an artist. And as long as they're good, then that's cool. And until I actually have some real content, I'll probably be using some Corner Fury Hug as filler. In the meantime, you know, hey, why not? Everyone loves a laugh. So in the meantime, wait a minute, I just said in the meantime twice. I'm not even going to edit that. But I'm going to go ahead and check on the dead hooker I've got in my bathtub. Go ahead and listen to this for a second.
Hello. This is your old party saver. I'm here to talk to you today about immigration. You know, a lot of people think that they took our jobs. But really, in my opinion, they should stay. Who cares if all they do is sit around? I'm not talking about Mexicans, by the way. I'm talking about the immigration of penguins. Yes, penguins, you heard it. They have infiltrated our society with their waddling, their screeching, their horrible makeup jobs. Now, the penguins may have taken our jobs, but we should not discriminate against them. For they have rights, too. So in conclusion, immigration is okay. As long as we all get along. I'm signing off this. Respect your motherfucking safety. I'm in no fucking Hillary Clinton. That's right. She is my bitch. Respect.
Okay, so there's a PSA from his holy... I guess not holy, really. His dark lordness himself, Satan. Something about immigration of penguins and Hillary Clinton's his bitch. I don't know. But anyway, I'm here now with my good friends, Mike, Paul, and baby Chauncey, Ethan. Everyone say what's up.
What's up?
Hey.
You guys have to be louder than that and stop
being pussy.
What's
up?
Hey!
So, Paul and Mike both live in my house. They're both my roommates. Ethan is our buddy that we met from, I guess, hanging out at the coffee shop or something.
Across the street?
Yeah, we live across the street from a coffee shop, not to give away too much personal information about ourselves at on the internet. But it's cool because Ethan is
a
college...
We sell cocaine.
No, we don't sell cocaine. We sell candy. Ethan, you're a college freshman, right?
Yes.
You go to Eastern?
Mm-hmm. For real?
Yeah. Where are you from, man?
I'm from Jackson.
All right.
Yeah, Jay Tizzle.
Hey, who wants to listen to this?
You can listen to this after we get done recording.
No, I mean,
it.
Yeah, dude, what's the point? Why are you even doing this anymore?
You know, I think this is just your own form of external masturbation.
You know what, man? That's not cool. You guys get to go downstairs and have your band rehearsal. I have to sit up here in my room and, like, and jack off and, like, look at porn and fucking... read.
Yeah, like mature porn.
Hey, listen.
Wait, no. Oh! So, okay, we were thinking yesterday of the greatest thing ever. You know the saying that there is no fetish if you can think of it? There really, you know, it's gotta be out
any
there.
Any fetish?
Anyway.
Hold on. Wait, let me explain this really quick because I'm the host. Mike was saying, basically, that there's no fetish that's been unheard of. If you can think it, it exists. And so what did we come up with, Mike?
All right, Matt had this idea, right, of elderly, midget, Asian transsexuals dressed as clowns.
And then you did it.
Right, okay. And then I had this idea. It's called a squirrel kakakabob. What it is you have a squirrel, right, and you fuck it. But the squirrel is on your cock. So basically, your...
Mike sounds like Quentin Tarantino right
basically
now.
Basically,
really
your
funny.
Cock is a squirrel. So,
a live squirrel.
Live squirrel.
It has
but
to be alive.
Then with
hopefully without rabies.
With the squirrel kakakabob, you fuck the elderly midget Asian transsexual dressed as a clown with a live squirrel on your cock, like a shish kebab. So it's called shish kakakafuck.
What?
An elderly midget.
You mean squirrel kakakabob?
Whatever. Shish kakakabob.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. What I was trying to say before you got off on the rant about I can't fucking say it. Shish kakakabob was
on.
It's really cool to have an 18-year-old like college freshman dude to hang out with because we're pretty impressionable. I don't mean that.
He's pretty impressionable.
And we like to have a lot of parties around here. We like to drink a lot and
in his butt.
And he's illegal, so
yes. And lotion.
Paul, have you seen my lighter? Do you know where it went to?
It's in your butt, man! It's in your butt!
You can't stage the in your butt.
I was trying, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So like I said, this is just a very small example of what I'm going to try to do. Shut up! Why do you have to?
And lies, and this is why we can't have nice things.
And it's all because of Bush. That's right.
So, yeah, once again, why is it that you guys have to poop on my dreams? Why do you have to put animal crackers in my soup? Why do you have to pee in my Cheerios? I'm trying to become...
That wasn't pee.
I'm trying to become an internet celebrity here, I guess, by having this podcast.
Hey, you know what? E-celebrities are hot.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm a hot dude. I've got a face for podcasts, let me tell you.
I think you misunderstood me.
Shut up.
Face for podcasts.
Anyway, so, like I said, if you like this, check it out. I'm going to have my first official, this doesn't count, what? I'm going to have my first thought-out podcast. It should be up around Wednesday, November 8th. We're going to do some recapping of the midterm elections. I'm going to spend a lot of time tomorrow watching TV, watching the news, finding out whether or not the Democrats get to take back Senate and the House of Representatives.
What else are you going to do?
You know what else I'm going to do?
You're going to drink, aren't you?
Well, I do that every day, but we'll see who else is around Wednesday night. I know that Wednesday during the day. I'm going to be recording it a lot during the day Wednesday. Hopefully, it'll be up on Wednesday night. Hopefully, it'll be a little more interesting. I'll have some music. I'll have some laughs. I'll have some good times, some good friends. We'll talk about some stuff. In the meantime, I'm going to send you off with another song by Corner Fury Hug. Check it out. It's called Dirty D, Who Let the Funk Out, from the One of These Days to be released CD, The Starlight Surprise. So, feel free to email me. My email address is birdmoney@gmail.com. Go ahead, send me whatever you want. I'm probably going to get a lot of really, really stupid comments and questions, but I don't care. You've been listening to Bird Money and the Ypsilanti All-Stars. I'll see you in a couple days.
Bodalmo!
Birds making money in the 06, the 07, and infinite future.